Hello.
Welcome back to the Dish with Tish, Love Island edition. It's me, your gal, Tish, 22, from Essex, and I love to party and live it up, baby. Wait, do your intro. Do your Love Island intro.
Hi, everyone. Hi, my name's Meggie. I'm from Liverpool. Actually, no, maybe I'll make it more northern. I go, I'm from Yorkshire. I'm 25. I'm a spray tan artist, and I'm here to find love, babe. I'm here to find love.
I came here for love. Dun, 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 dun. Well, put the phone down. Pick up your headphones and a cocktail, maybe a coffee on Wine Gelax. Maybe a weight. Are you at the gym? I know a lot of people love listening at the gym, and I get it. It's a good distraction. You feel like you're in the room. I'm in the room where it happens. Oh my gosh, you guys. What a fucking week to be a Love Island watcher. It has been so intense. And how are you guys doing? How are you doing? Like I said, you're probably working out or doing your dishes, trying to get some work done. But I hope you are hanging in there, getting through. It's the lowest of lows in the villa right now. And it is kind of, it's harsh in my vibe, high key.
Yeah.
Bear with us because we just watched the episode from Tuesday and we are processing this in real time. It's a lot to digest. Definitely. Oh, my Lanta. Oh, my God. Or maybe, oh, Malort. I need a fucking shot of Malort for the first time in my life. I would literally, if someone just walked in and handed me a bottle of Malort, I'd say, you know what? I'll fucking take it. Because it's honey. It's too much.
And that's crazy because Malort is
ass.
Is ass. It's a literal piece of chunky turd in a shot glass. It's the worst. So if you're at the lowest of your low, we're all drained, man. We're all drained. This shit is like so exhausting.
There's been so much that's happened this week in the villa. And, you know, I'm not team Huda. I'm not team Jeremiah. I'm team viewer and Islanders because we're the victims in this.
I feel bad. Their experience, their vibes are being harsh, dude. Like, they can't even fall in love with anybody because they're too busy taking care of these motherfuckers.
I don't know. This season has been, like, really fun and exciting to watch and vibe. And we had three new Islanders coming to the villa. Jalen, Pepe. I just love saying Pepe because it's like pee-pee. And Iris. And obviously we know Jalen is gone. Not RIP, but he has gone too soon. And Iris was a little basic up until now, getting some personality. And I mean, she was fearful, so I understand why.
Yeah.
And she did say she was coming in for Jeremiah and she did get what she wanted. So period. And then Pepe and Hannah got along so well initially. Like, I know obviously she had a strong reaction to Charlie leaving, but they got along like a house on fucking fire. They were vibing hard.
When he was walking into the villa, I was like, this guy? I don't know. There was just something.
Well, I mean, they kind of did them dirty with the fucking chaps.
You know what? That's it. That is exactly it. I didn't even think about that.
It was icky making them come in like that. But outside of that, I'm like, oh, he's actually very cute.
He's hot. And I think he looks like the best kisser in that villa. He got some pillow lips.
He do.
That
he
is really some passion does. in those lips.
No, I would love for him to suck on both my lips, okay?
Yeah.
Both of the lips. Both pair of the lips. Pillow lips. Pillow lips on my... I feel like tonight's episode just confirmed for me that they're not like last season, and it's not as good as last season because the people last season stood on business, you know, like this cast, like I feel like they talk about each other behind each other's backs, and it's a little like cowardly. And I don't know, I feel like people talk about Jeremiah, people talk about Huda and like their relationship and how they are, but then everyone's voting to keep Huda, and I'm like, what?
How did they all stand behind her? How did Ace go to stand behind her? That I truly have no fucking idea.
Do you think it was maybe like a stand, I'm a stand by my girl wants this, so I'm gonna do this? Or do you think it's like, he did you dirty, girl, my bad?
It's the only thing I can think of that could be the explanation. Because she even reached out for his hand and he said, hell no.
He said, hell no. Fucking like, yikes.
Yikes. Big yikes. It's just confusing. Ace, I'm confused by. Is it that he truly was just pissed at Jeremiah for being a love bomber and pretty toxic? Like, because that's what he came for Jeremiah straight to his face about. But he seemed to also not like Huda either. Like, I don't understand. No, I was
literally yelling at my screen. Like, why is Ace behind her? And why is Iris too? I'm also like, girl, it's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. Like,
wake up in the morning thinking about so many things.
Oh my God.
Because that's what she's going to be singing tomorrow morning. She's like going to be, it's going to be like divorce court lady. She's like, why did I stand behind her?
Yeah.
But I honestly do kind of, I love seeing her do something of substance. I feel like I haven't gotten a lot from her. It's just been kind of like one note the whole time. And
Iris?
Iris, yeah.
I think because she's fucking scared, bro.
Exactly. Which, again, then it's like back to why did she stand behind this girl that she's terrified of, that everyone's terrified of?
Totally. Call me crazy. I feel like this is the first season I could see someone just taking the money.
100%.
I'm like, is there any love on this island? IDK.
IDK. I was telling me and my mom watched the show together. Shout out Susan.
Oh, I love that. Hey, Sus.
Hey, Sus. Our prediction is that Taylor and Alandria are going to stay together the whole time and take it home, and then obviously split the money, because they don't seem like they're the kind of people that would dupe the other person like that. But if anyone else wins, I totally agree. It's like, this is going to be a fuckboy island season one situation. I said it last time, like,
say it again, stand on it.
I 10 toes down, bitch. Like, I think it's just that I don't like anybody so wholeheartedly, and that's, like you said, it's new.
Yeah, and the streets are saying that Taylor has a girlfriend, allegedly. I've heard it a few times. I've read that
I'm gonna
he has
up.
A girlfriend back home, and that's why he's acting like that. I don't think that. That's allegedly. I personally don't think that. I think he's young and he's intimidated by her because she's literally like a Bratz doll IRL.
100%.
She's so confident in herself in every way, shape, and form that it's probably like, he is a little country guy, and this powerhouse is expressing interest in him. I think he is probably a little bit like, what?
Yeah, like he doesn't know how to process it.
Yeah.
And he just seems like an awkward guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be so, like, literally, I feel like I'm going to throw up if he has a girlfriend. I didn't come here for love. I don't believe in love anymore, you know?
Absolutely. That would really bum me out. And again, it'd be like casting people. How are you not vetting them if this nigga got a girlfriend back home? I hate that I even put it out in the universe. I don't believe it. I'm not going to believe it. The world is fucked up enough. I'm not putting something else toxic out there. We've got enough in the villa.
Exactly.
Oh, another thing that bummed me out. I hated how Jeremiah, when he was talking to Huda, said that Iris wasn't his type. It kept like confirming that. I was like, why are you doing that?
He's trying to appease her, and it's cringe to watch. I'm glad she called it out after the door moment. I'm glad she was like, he said she's not his type, blah, 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 blah. I mean, she's, I mean.
I know. And I feel, I don't know, I feel like Huda calling Iris the safe option and the scapegoat and like it doing that in front of everyone like that. I don't know. I feel like taking her anger out on the woman.
Oh, yeah.
It's giving like sore loser, you know, and I just feel like time and place. I was hoping she could at least contain herself in front of Ariana and like, you know, have a little decorum. And she's someone who lashes out. I fear she's a Scorpio or something because the way she hurts others because she's hurting, that's her problem. Like her stinger is crazy. Or maybe a Cancer. I could see her being a Cancer too, because they're also like something water. I feel like she's something water because the way she gets fucking like, it's
like 0 to 100. She's actually a Virgo, I believe. I think I saw everybody's chart.
That also makes sense too, because a Virgo woman can cut you deep.
She's finding every single word that he says and rewriting the narrative.
Literally. She said, I replaced myself in the narrative.
She's bringing Hamilton back in as much as she can after the Tonys. Huda, man. Huda. I mean, here's the deal. I feel like what you said earlier, we cannot talk about Huda without talking about Jeremiah. The two of them together, it's magnets that do not, it's a plus and a negative magnet. I don't know science. It's a plus and a negative magnet, okay?
Yes,
he's an anxious avoidant, she's an anxious attachment, and they just cannot find their footing because they don't speak the same, they literally don't speak the same language in terms of love, in terms of communication, and both of them are wrong. Not to say that one, like you said, I'm not taking sides. How can you?
Yeah, you really can't. You really can't. It's kind of hard to. And I also feel like she blows up so quick and I'd be like, am I missing something? Like he was, after the initial recoupling that America voted for and everyone, I felt for Jeremiah in that moment because what sign is he? Do you remember?
It says May 5th.
So he's a Taurus. He's a Taurus, so that makes sense because that's like, yeah, very stubborn, dominant, but also male Tauruses are very emotional and sensitive. They just try to mask that with like usually appearances, or they're really smart, or like they have a thing that they kind of like disguise that with, you know, a shield almost rather. And what I was saying before I asked you about the astrology of it all is he was like defending their relationship after that recoupling to all the boys. And I just felt for him because it's like, okay, America voted for me to be with this girl that like is cute or whatever, but like what? And also all of my friends basically voted for my girl to leave, like my best guy friend that I told her to tell that she was a mommy mamacita told everyone that he wants her to go home and that he doesn't believe in our relationship and the hickeys. And I mean, he literally got dragged. And then Huda also was coming for him and being like, what are you doing? You're not telling, you know, he was just completely dumped on. And he probably, like he said, he froze. I fell for him because I was like, he was trying to fight for his life with the boys. That's a blow because you're like homies don't fuck with your relationship. And then when he went to go try to talk to her, he heard her talking shit in the bathroom and dragging him. My husband would never. I'm like, what is he supposed to do?
Truly.
What is he supposed to do?
Yeah. I feel like there should have been at least one sentence that he tells to her saying, hey, this is a lot. I just need a moment. You know, it's okay. Like, the boundaries are so important and it's okay to put them up. I think nobody wants to put up any boundaries with her because everyone's just exhausted. And yeah. then by the time, like you said, if he, when he's ready to go say something, he just hears her talking shit and calling him a bitch.
Oh my God.
Screaming it. And all she says to follow up when Sierra called her out in the dressing room today, she says, maybe just like stop calling him names. Maybe yeah, that's maybe like the first step.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh no, I was just crashing out. Like, there's no apology. There's no account. Fuck the accountability. Like, it's, there's nothing. She cannot accept that she's in the wrong. So she's creating an entirely new narrative of America must hate us together because of Jeremiah. She cannot accept defeat.
No, not at all. And it's like, I know the show is edited, but I am just thinking, like, does she just dump on people all day? Because I've never seen anyone confide in her about their stuff. It's always her talking at people about her shit. I've never seen her just like listening to people.
Yeah. I think there was only one moment with her and Amaya when the original Amaya Ace conversation happened.
Yeah.
That is the only time I can think off the top of my head that she actually pulled her, was consoling her. She was like, I've got you. I've got your back. But then again, it's like the two women in that house that are kind of the Lulu in a way. I don't know.
The Lulu and no emotional regulation. They just fly off the handle. So to see them getting close, I'm like, of course y'all are bonding because y'all are both fucking crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just am gagged that she took that vote as us rooting for her and then just totally
she made up an entire story. She has no facts to go on, but she's acting as if they're a fact. She tells them straight up, this is your fault. This all falls on you. You broke my heart.
There's just so many delusional moments with her. It's like that one, the America vote, thinking that he planned the date with Iris.
Oh my God.
That's my fucking dream date. Go figure. Like, bitch, did he make the date?
Did either of them make the date? Like, I feel so bad for Iris too. Like, she's just been thrown to the fucking wolves in this whole I hope that she and Jeremiah have a connection, or at least she stays and finds some kind of connection, because
I hope she does too. She deserves it after dealing with that bullshit. Oh my God.
She does seem so sweet. I mean, the fact that after all of this, she went to go stand behind Hoda, like, that shows a lot about who she is. Like I said before, gives me a little something to go off of, because I was a little bored. And now I'm like, okay, I see your character at least. And that makes me really want to keep watching you as a viewer.
Right. We're going to put a pin in this and then we'll circle back. But we had some other crazy happenings in the villa this week too. First off, we had Paige DeSorbo for a third of a challenge.
Where did she go?
Apparently she had like something medical.
I'm not surprised, because she probably had heat stroke in that fucking outfit she was wearing.
I was like, who put her in this?
Who put her in shoulder pads at the beach?
Suede. It was suede.
Suede too. Shoulder pads at the beach in Fiji.
That's crazy.
Maybe she left to go be on Survivor 50. Maybe she ran over to the other side of the island.
She said, hey, Jeff, let's get into it. Survivors, are you ready? So we're just going to like make some clothes out of the bamboo shoots. And whoever's the cuntiest, you know what you're going to receive? Wow, you get bottled water and 1 hour. Were we going to say the same thing?
No, I was going to say one islander from across the other side.
I was going to say in 1 hour of listening to the Giggly Squad.
I'm dead. Actually, Hannah Burner's here too, and we get to record our pod right in front of everybody. I feel like it should be flipped, though, because low-key, I hated her dress. I really hated it. I'm just going to say it.
It would be cute anywhere else but at the beach.
But not in the villa. Because it's brown. It just, like, it just feels so... I mean, I know it's trying to be lumberjacky, but it just feels so out of place.
Yeah, it just wasn't... It would be cute in New York. It would be cute in a confessional. Cute anywhere in an interview, but not for a Love Island day.
Not when people are literally banging on this seesaw.
Right. Right. And then we also had... Charlie was voted out, and
sorry Charlie,
good luck Charlie. I felt bad because he did, like, initially when he came up and started talking and they're like, no, and then he's like, no, I actually want to be here.
I know, everyone thought he was saying like, it's okay, I'm gonna go.
And he said, like, oh, no, I want to be here. I like this girl a lot. And they still voted his ass out. And Hannah fucking cried like this nigga got drafted into World War fucking two, bitch. Oh, my God. Maybe World War III. Oh, my God. He's the picture of the teardrops on my guitar. She's literally laying with the fucking picture.
The fucking picture. Crazy. I'm obsessed. It is top tier cinema. That is so fucking funny.
For a second, I thought she was going to be like, and now you're sending two home. I'm out. Like, the way she was crying, I literally thought she was finna leave.
I think it's crazy, though, that like 3 hours later, she's putting on her lipstick and she's like, oh, I shouldn't put any gloss on because it comes off when I make out at the end of the night or whatever. She's moved on. She's good. When Charlie left, I was like, they're 100% pulling a Molly Mae. They're bringing him back for In Casa Amor. That's 100% totally, happening.
Totally.
And they still might. I think after just one episode later, they still might. Her and Pepe are still kind of, yeah. But the fact that she was so quickly, like, she was ready to smooch.
That really tickled me. But I do... I kind of was like, girl, he gonna come back for Casa. I was like, maybe she hasn't watched the show.
Yeah.
I'm like, he gonna come back. Like, I'm not even worried about that at all. And Jalen was also sent packing. And I do feel like he deserved better. I feel bad for him.
I feel bad too. I definitely want, I'm team Alandria Taylor. But I do agree. I think everyone should have stood behind him. I thought it was going to be unanimous, honestly.
I did too. I really was like, oh my God, it's really happening. Like, holy shit. She's going to leave the fucking villa and see what's going on and how we're actually feeling. Mm-hmm. But this bitch got 9 lives.
She really does. She's hanging on by a freaking thread.
Oh my God. She has... dodged 2 fucking bullets in a week, honey.
That crazy. Yeah, Jalen, I feel like should have been the one to stay. I really do.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree. And I just feel like, okay, y'all, now she's like, Hurricane Huda is strengthening to a 5 category. She's at a category 3. She's about to manifest into a category 5. And I don't want to hear none of y'all say shit.
No, really. But they are. Because
you literally had the opportunity to get her ass out and y'all chose not to. So, and that's another thing I feel like I don't fuck with. I don't know if it's a Love Island thing. I feel like in the past they have done this, especially in the UK, where they'll send an OG person home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I like Taylor, but I do feel like that vote with the 3 of them, I probably would have sent Taylor home, TBH. And out of this vote tonight, I also would have sent Huda home as well.
Yeah.
And I understand, like, you've been there from day one, but also, like, one of you is contributing barely anything, and we're trying to give you grace, but it's like, girl, now you're on week 3. You've got to, like, do more, because it's starting to get a little weird, okay? Mm. Like, I'm sure Belle-would have at least done a little more than what you're giving right now. And she's looking on, you know, Christian Mingle.
Right. So. She's getting cheek kisses left and right.
Right. Like, you got to do a little more. She's still
probably going to be having done more. Yeah.
Right. And then you've got a toxic person. So I don't know. I feel like, do you know what I mean?
I do. I really do. I feel like, though, with Taylor, maybe I just, he's one of my favorites in the villa because I just think, like, yeah, he's moving slow, but it seems to work for them, you know? Like, it doesn't, she seems to be okay with the pace that they're going because she kind of established it. She was like, I like to be friends with someone first. And she had the opportunity to experience something different, and she did with Jalen. He's rubbing up all on her booty. Like, she had that different kind of chemistry, and she chose otherwise, and she seemed really happy about it. Now, when Casa comes, maybe it's going to be a different situation, and she's going to, or another bombshell that comes in before that. Like, she could turn her head a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if she did, but even just tonight's episode, with them in the photo booth, just kissing behind the cowboy hat. I don't know. That seems like a safe place for them to get their kisses on. So in some way, I do feel like they should expand outside of the photo booth.
Yes.
Yeah. But I like that they have a safe space. Like, maybe they don't like PDA. Maybe they don't want to mac on each other in front of everybody.
I get that, but I still think even emotionally, he needs to open up a little more.
That's fair.
I don't know. I feel like I'm down for a slow burn because I can be one myself when I'm not, you know, when I'm unsure, TBH. If I'm really about somebody, I'm probably going to go head first. I'm going to dive right in. But if I'm still trying to test it out, then I'll act like that. So I'm like, okay, girl. Like,
okay, that's fair. Yeah. You know what I mean? Fair. Yeah.
Especially no phones, nothing else. Y'all are just in there together, sleeping in the same bed. I'm expecting a little more.
That's fair. That's fair. Because everything does move way faster in the villa than it does in real life.
Like, TBH, if Alandria would have said what Huda said to Jeremiah about the pancakes, I would have understood. She would have had a valid argument. Well, I think Casa's coming up.
It's creeping on in, babe.
It's going to be in like the next week or two.
I'm sorry. Should I say babe? Like, is that too much? Is that?
Yeah, that's like actually crossing a boundary. And I've talked to you about this before. So
that's me killing you.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Babe.
You're taking this to like a Fatal Attraction, Glenn Close level.
No, I saw a TikTok of somebody who went like jokingly to go lock their door after the vote, after the America vote, because they were like, I'm scared Huda's going to figure out that I'm the one that voted for this.
No, I saw something like that too. It was like, Huda's going to find every single person that voted for Jeremiah and Iris to be together. She's going to dox all of us. And
she's just gonna be standing there with a face from that picture of her just blankly staring with her eyes bloodshot at your front door.
Oh my.
And Love Actually vibes, holding a sign that says, fuck you, you're dead. I'm gonna kill your ass right now, motherfucker. And she does it all with the stoic face of bloodshot eyes.
You know, honestly, I could see that happening. And I just, oh God,
Like, I could see her murdering someone.
She does, like, oh my God, like that moment when she like came for Iris and they all the girls got up and fucking Jalen and Pepe were like, maybe we should be on standby. Like, she is.
At first I thought that they weren't leaving because they wanted to spy. And then I was like, no, they're staying because they're scared for Iris's safety.
Right.
Her health and wellness.
Yes, like her physical being. And she seems like that kind of person. I don't know. And it's just so funny because she's like, I'm so forgiving and I'm such a kind, you know? And then it's like,
it's classic, like, manipulator abusive tactics.
She is a gaslighter. It's actually crazy. And I love that she tried to do that with Ace when she's like, you know, and I'm a mom and I'm a single mother. I'm a mother. And he said, I mean, yeah, my mom was a single mom too. It'd be like that. But like,
he's like, you're I doing have a mom too.
Next. next.
She really thought she was about to rope him in of like, oh my God, wow, I can now I see why you're maneuvering the way you are. It all makes sense. He said, oh my God, I have a mom too. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about our fucking moms, okay, aunt.
I hate that she keeps coming back into the conversation. That is the energy that she pulls in this show right now, is that everything comes back to her because she makes everything about her. And that is so frustrating.
I know. And I feel like everyone who stood behind her is an enabler. Mm. I feel like they really, I mean, it looks like in the preview for Thursday that people are actually, you know, going to maybe say something to her. Like, there's the little clip we saw of Sierra being like, what did she say? I cannot save her every time.
Yeah.
If she keeps acting like this. So hopefully she has a aha come to Jesus moment, either by her own or by someone else in the villa. And if not, then it's like, well, we tried to tell y'all, maybe everyone else will start to clock why we voted like that and give Jeremiah, I don't know. I feel like he's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. Like, people are gonna be mad at him, but realistically, it's like, I what was he supposed to do in that? Like, was he supposed to stay in a toxic situation? Like, sure, it was safe, but it was also probably like actually safe mentally. Like, he seemed like a shell, like him and Austin. I feel like Austin too, like I'm not like a fan of his because he is a Trumpy, but in the Love Island of it all, him choosing Amaya, I was like, at least he did something for himself. And obviously they're two peas in a pod. They're sharing the same collective brain cell. So like, it makes sense. Like, it was never going to happen with Shelly. Like, we're not going to make Fetch happen. But I feel like, okay, Jeremiah did the same thing. Like, it was something that was not healthy. You are not yourself. You are just stuck on this fucking hamster wheel and you're getting off. And it's like, people are going to say that Jeremiah is a scammer regardless, but I just have a little more empathy for him, because if anybody talked to me like that, I'd be like, you're fucking nuts. Like, if this was a man to a woman, it would not even be up for debate. They would have had the Ulyssa treatment of like, hey, you gotta go. And here she is waking up in the middle of the night, tapping Taylor on the fucking forehead like a psych unit, looking like Girl Interrupted, like a remake of Girl Interrupted. Fucking,
I'm
like, hey, they went on a date at 5 a.m. Girl.
Like, take a fucking breath. Jesus.
He did the right thing. I'm sorry. I
agree. He did the right thing. He had to do what he had to do. Is this guy, he's no spring chicken, okay?
No.
But I do agree. He had to do what he had to do. She spoke to him in a certain way, and which was very much not okay. And he said, bye. Like, they're not married. Sorry. He needs to find a better match. And so does she. She needs to not like dwell on this anymore. And you know she is, because we've seen the preview. I feel like when it comes to the friends, though, and the Islanders, I guess we'll see next week for sure. But I don't even feel maybe that they're enabling as much as she really is just incredibly abusive on so many levels, to the point where like, she's that way with her friends. Because what we were saying earlier, she only once have we ever seen her console somebody. Everyone's always taking care of her, and that is where she sits most comfortably, is and selfishly. So she has, in what, less than 2 weeks, like, kind of abused their friendships to the point where they almost feel so stuck to where they can't make another choice. They can't say anything to her because they tried once upon a time. They said, hey, we think he's love bombing you. And then she threw it back in Alandria's face. It's like, they have no space to be a good friend to her. So they're scared to not be her friend at all.
Well, and even when Alandria said the thing, when all the guys stood up for the bombshell, and she's like, oh wow, you guys are boys, like, oh my god, we need to bring some men in here. And Elandria is like, okay, you don't need to do all that. And then she started crying, and then Elandria was like, oh my god, is she crying because of me? Like, I didn't even mean it like that. And it's like, that's the one time that there was any kind of like real conflict or something outside of like a bombshell or something, you know, of her not inflicting it on somebody else, of her getting something, and it wasn't even like that. And she started crying and making it a whole thing. So it's like, I think, like you said, people are afraid to tell her like it is. But it's like, let's be real. What bombshell? Who's gonna want to fuck with her after this? Who at Casa or anywhere is gonna see this and be like, have any interest in trying to pursue her genuinely? Talk about someone who's in it for the money.
Or just also an incredibly toxic and has no idea how to navigate a relationship kind of person.
Yeah, it sucks because I've also been in that situation where you care about someone, but you're also kind of afraid to tell them because you don't want, you're afraid of the fallout, especially when you have to live with someone.
Right.
You know, like we saw how the last vote went with them trying to vote her out and having to deal with that, you know, and which was so iconic, though. I've got to say the Nick and Ace, that was so epic. That really, Nick, wow. Just because they had literally just had that conversation and he still voted her ass out.
Yeah, and he did it today,
and
too.
He did it again. And you know what? Nick is growing on me. I am really...
100%.
Really? That Walton... fucking that young Walton Goggins is really the smile. I'm really fucking with him. Even though he had that little pimple, cold sore moment. I'm like, I hope he got some Abreva. He taking care of that cold sore, honey.
I think the medics are on that shit quick. Because that pimple went away pretty fast. I think that like the medical team is just like lathering shit on his lips all day.
Well, yeah, because like you kiss it, people.
Right. That's going to spread.
Because let me tell you, I'd be like, I like you a lot, but I'm not like, I'm not trying to do that respectfully, you know? Maybe if we were like together, that's a conversation we can have later. Like, okay, we gotta have the elephant in the room, but like, I'm not about to just like, you know, like what? And okay, can we talk about fucking Ace and Shelly? I'm so happy that they're finally fucking coupled up.
Oh me my God. Too. I was like, if this man does not stand in front of her fucking door. And he played with us too. He really fucking played with us.
He did. And I'm so glad that he finally picked her.
So I'm exhausted just at the two of them. Like,
right. Talk about another. These people are exhausting as fuck.
Exhausting. Oh my God. I'm so tired.
Oh my God.
Every time I sit down in front of the TV, I'm like, buckle up, sister, in like a different way than I've ever experienced watching Love Island before.
Yeah, it's becoming almost like the Valley High Key. You know what I mean? Where it's like, I need it fucking injected into me, but it's also so stressful and so toxic, but like I cannot look away.
I need to hear every single word. Me and my mom will like have, it takes me so long to get through an episode because we have to pause it every 5 seconds to discuss the 3-minute conversation we just listened to two people have.
Right.
And debrief.
We can't keep talking because we have to hear everything that they're saying. So we have to pause.
Every single word.
Every single fucking word.
And some of those words are so stupid. Like, what were Nick and Sierra talking about today?
Oh, she asked him something funny. Oh, do you believe in evolution?
Right. And then he starts talking about fucking hippos.
Which also, again, I fuck with him. I love a hippo.
I think he's really funny.
I think he's really funny. And I do think he keeps it 100. And I do think that as seeing how he voted tonight, he stands on business. And
yeah,
I like that. I don't know if you've seen the shippers of
Nick and Olandria.
Nickolandria, that's what I'm calling them. And I'm also like, that's kind of a cute name. If they had a baby, Nickolandria.
They name their child after the two of them. That's very Renesmee.
Yes.
You said yes, of course. Why are you even
questioning?
Well, yes. Okay, wait. You know what it's really giving? It's giving Larry Stylinson. The girlies who get it, get it. Harry Styles, Louis Tomlinson, being in love for majority of the, if not the entire career of One Direction.
Yes. Like
shipping something that probably won't happen, but we desperately can want it and can see the vibes because they're there.
They're so there. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? They're like.
After the makeout.
Which one?
Well, I mean, the one specifically behind closed doors.
Oh, that was so hot. And then dragging her beautiful ass out first.
Like.
Over the shoulder. How bad do you want me? You like my hair, my ripped up jeans. Like, oh, girl.
Screaming. I hope that when they do the challenge where they reveal tweets about people, that there's something that is said to them about the shipping of the two of them. And then they like, light bulb, oh, light bulb. And then
they would win. If that happens, they're winning. Period. Dot. If that happens, oh my God, I'm a firm believer of manifestation, and we are going to manifest that happening at tweet night, that they're both still there. And then that happens. Also, I kind of would love for Huda to still be there to see tweet night so she could just be cracked.
Honestly, at this point, I would be okay with her staying in the villa as long as possible for her own sake. I am so scared to see what happens, what she does when she leaves the villa.
She's going to be rocked.
Rocked. Hard. Hard.
Yeah, she is going to be fucking shook. So yeah, we've got some, a couple new couples. I mean, Ace and Shelly, Amaya and Austin. And also, I felt like the only funny thing that happened in the episode was Austin being like, wait, she has a kid? That was so funny to me.
Well, you know she's going to lose her shit when she finds out that he knows or someone spilled the beans. She's going to be pissed.
I mean, yeah.
Hurricane was, 7. Her category 7 hurricane.
It was a bright spot of this.
It was funny.
Storm cloud. I know she is going to be fucking pissed. She's going to. I mean, but when is she not?
That's true. Anything sets her off. What cracked me up this episode was when she came to the couches and she just brings in her storm and everyone just gets quiet. Everyone's just, you know, read the room, Huda. But Taylor and Nick are just exchanging these looks of like eyebrow raising. And yeah. And Taylor's like looking, eyeballs moving from side to side. Like, do we say something? Do we not? They're like, this bitch is crazy.
Because she is.
Their facial expressions kill me.
Ace has the best expressions. He's been cracking me up. Like when Amaya was sobbing like that and he said, that's, oh my
God.
He's
like, you're doing too much. This might be the most memeable season, I think, in a while.
It's very memeable. Yeah. I feel like last season there were some. I mean, for me, the biggest one was like Rob.
Yeah.
Like, now you're sending three home. The overalls.
The overalls.
Kaylor, like, crying. And really, it was the plate on the stomach, like the Serena to Cordell. That was the biggest memeable moment of the season. But this one's already got a lot of really, really funny ones. Like, Huda, maybe you're the scapegoat. Clock that. Have you noticed how she said a scapegoat twice?
No, earnestly. She hasn't.
Yes, that's not like her thing.
Scapegoat.
Yeah, she said a scapegoat
ma'am,
twice.
Miss Huda.
And Amaya did too. I'm like, oh my God, y'all. Ooh.
Oh no. You know what another meme is that I just thought of? Hoda yeah. backbending across the fucking platform to see Iris kissing gosh. Jeremiah.
Yeah. And the thing that irritated me with that so much is because, like, girl, you just kissed two dudes. He kissed a girl and you're literally bending over backwards. Fucking limbo state champion, bitch.
Yeah.
100. Oh, my gosh. And just do it. Oh, God. Also, the one of Austin when Hoda is licking Jeremiah. No, that one is so good.
That might be one of the funniest videos I've seen of people edits, if you will, online with the fucking scary ass music of Jeremiah looking over and seeing Austin just getting
cheesing,
showing all. I'm hard.
Right. Literally all 32 teeth just shining. He's like, yeah. Lick him,
he's Hoda, such a fucking him. Creep. I hate that guy.
He's so creepy, but I was glad that he got out of that couple with Shelly.
Yes,
so he needed to do something, and I'm glad that Ace and Shelly are together. He's with the Maya. They can just be fucking weird together. And Hoda and Jeremiah, we'll see the fallout. It's gonna be a fucking time. Oh my gosh, you guys. Well, that's just the week that we've had with Love Island all over. Zip, zap, and zop, and bitch. It's...
Not zip, zap, zop.
It's truly been a scatterbrain. I don't even know how to wrap my head around it. I hate that we have to wait a day, but at least you have the Dish with Tish Love Island edition to hold you over, and maybe some of our conversation will click, or maybe you guys have some hot takes you want to share with us. Let me know. We're excited to see what happens this week. If Hoda maybe has 10 lives, maybe she's got an extra one. Maybe she'll get it together. Maybe Jeremiah and Iris are actually going to vibe. Maybe Taylor and Alandria make some moves. When's Casa happening? We will see. Only time will tell. And we're in it together. We're all in this together. Hey. But we love you guys. Make sure you like, subscribe. Thanks for being here, Meg.
Thanks for having me. I'll see you next week.
And until next time, we'll see you in the villa, babes.
See you in the villa.
Bye.